on Israel. The American church has all but forgotten all of the promises that God has made towards this nation, Israel, in the whole of scriptures. We are plainly told that any nation that forgets Israel, God will forget them. Do you think that the church in America in general cares about this? I'm telling you, is there an outcry against the administration's, against the evils of its new laws and twisted, godless legislation? The church, for fear of being branded as a terrorist, remains silent. Have we simply settled for nothing at all? The answer is that we have opted out for pleasure as the highest good. And for that reason alone, God will severely judge us for those dire errors of forsaking a nation that he had covenant with. So it is time for us to repent, I believe, cut off the fun and the games, and come to the place of desiring God's holiness in our lives of obedience. That's why I call this settling for nothing, which is the Christian church's categorical imperative. And to even bring it closer to home, I have an article here, because I'm waiting on Dr. Klink to get here from the streets of Los Angeles, and I know the traffic is very, very thick. Mark, here's a copy so you can follow along as I read it. Here's an interesting article that someone sent to me. Is this God's final warning to America? I want to share some with you. I think we've about had it. Listen to this article. This is a real good article. It says, America is at the crossroads. Many are asking if she can be saved, or has God abandoned America? I was talking with John Loeffler, a good friend of mine from Idaho today, and he called me today. He wants me to do a broadcast thing with him on next Thursday. I couldn't do it today. I was too busy. But we were having this same conversation about America, about how far we've sunk. We've just, there is no way that most of us are seeking God. And John and I had this same conversation. Lo and behold, I got this article. How often has America banded to fight off aggression or traveled to the ends of the earth to aid the less fortunate? How many missionaries has she provided, saving an untold numbers of lost souls? Well, America did. America was that kind of a country. That's what we were known for. Then the article goes on and says, some say that America must be punished for her sins. I know who the person's talking about. This article is by Jan Markell. And that's what President Obama thinks. He thinks that we're an arrogant nation, and that we need to be punished, and that's why he believes in all this reconciliation. We ought to be punished. There's not one country that went through hell and high water in a war that this country, the United States of America, did not single-handedly build up. When we bombed the Japanese for what they did to us, Japan is a world power because of the United States of America. Don't get it twisted. But I know they don't teach you that in schools, but that's all right. Guess what? I just got my notice in the mail today. No summer schools in this city for the LA Unified School District or the college groups. Funds have been cut. Classes have been cut. Teachings have been cut. God is beginning to judge America. If America's youngsters can't go to school and get an education, they will be dumbed down automatically. God will dumb the whole darn nation down when you reject him. And I got to say this, when they went to the LA Unified School District and told them that they're going to shut down grammar and middle schools for the whole summer, they went to the students that go to these schools, and I'm telling you, Los Angeles is an Hispanic city. All on the news, they're showing Hispanic students. Not one black student commented, not one black parent commented, not one white parent or white student commented. They're showing all the Hispanics, and the Hispanic says, we need help. We need you to take care of us. Wait a minute. There's something wrong with that. That is not what this country is all about. But as I told Mr. Loeffler, Los Angeles is an Hispanic village. And I have nothing against Hispanics. I have these wonderful, beautiful people. There's a Hispanic sitting in my house right now. So I don't hate Hispanics. But my God, why did the press show Hispanics that could barely speak the English language talking to the television cameras about budget cuts? Those people are not second generation. They're not first generation citizens. They are aliens speaking broken English, talking about what they're demanding. We've lost our mind. God has judged America because America has turned her back on God. This person goes on and says, my radio guest on May 16th was John McTiernan, author of God's Final Warning to America and Has America and As America Has Done to Israel. As America Has Done to Israel will be on this person's website in the next few days. Since 1987, this guy, John, tackled the judgment on America when we abuse the unborn. He was right about that, too. Look the other way at the radical gay agenda. Yep, that's what America has done. And you saw what happened here in Los Angeles a couple of days ago, Mark, when the state refused to look at Proposition 8 again.
Right.
All
right.
The gays jumped in the street in Long Beach, Hollywood, North Hollywood, busting up traffic and doing all that.
They want to take it back to the courts again.
Yeah, they want to take it back to the courts again. And I've told people, since you have more straight people than gay people, ain't nobody straight. Now, these liberal youngsters who are sympathetic for anything, guess what they did at Fairfax High School this week? They chose the prom queen.
Oh, yeah, I saw that story, yeah.
The prom queen is a Mexican boy named Garcia.
Yes, yeah, Sergio Garcia.
He is the prom queen.
They did it as a joke, and, but as it followed through, he won. And now Lord. He says in the quote, I feel invincible.
And of course, Fairfax High School is in the heart of homosexual Hollywood. So what else would you expect? And well, all of the children agree with me. They agree because they don't have a brain. Like John Loeffler said, these youngsters' brains are like oatmeal, mush. They don't think through anything. There's nothing rational about that. Man, talking about the prom queen, and he's walking around with no testicles at all. Yeah, he is a queen. That's why he talks in a high voice. But anyhow, let me leave that alone. See, y'all gonna think I'm a gay hater. I'm not. I'm not. This is crazy. This is why God is judging our country. And by the year 2010 and 2011, this whole blooming, what do they call it? Not a budget, but the economy is going to crash.
It's, yeah.
There is no recovery, Mark. By 1 or 2 or 3 years, look, if they're starting to cut my job, then I'm cut out. Once you cut off the teachers, that's it. Let me read the article.
I mean, you basically cut the amount of people that can teach the children now. If the kids aren't getting any education, and how many parents can stay home to teach their kids? It's not going to happen.
Right.
So right there, you just limit the amount of skills that the children can have because they're not going to learn the basics of reading, writing, how to do math, how to do their spelling. So if you cut that out, that their brains are limited when it comes to how to think. And when they can't think, part of it may be hopelessness. That's going to turn them into another kind of person, one that doesn't think, only short-sighted thinking, and they will just find ways of getting what they need, but sure, they won't go through the right channels to get it.
Sure. Listen to this. You know, I don't want to read this part of the thing, but I guess I got to read it. It says, right now, America is torn in two. The more that Obama pushes the division of Israel, the more division there will be in our country. It has far surpassed clever little red state, blue state illustrations of a few years ago. Now it is hardcore secular humanist liberalism versus traditional values and biblical values that people are beginning to butt heads. That little ruling that came out of San Diego today is going to cause a lot of people to butt heads, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to be butting my head because I'm not shutting down my Bible study. They can try to rezone me and all that kind of mess. You better send my behind to prison. That's what you're going to do. And guess what I'm going to do when I go to prison? I'm going to start a Bible study up in there, in every room. And then if they put me in isolation, I